Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. And we're getting closer to Thanksgiving, and thus a lot of time and effort, preparation on the part of most of the farmers that I know, especially the produce guys, who are working feverishly in the squash department, preparing things that we'll all want to go to your farm to get. So that's part of the backdrop information. But the news this week is, as usual, kind of focused around what the government is doing. There's a bunch of Republicans who have urged the new speaker to get on board and pass a farm bill. And I'm looking at a quote from one of them. Quit what these guys. I don't know. It's almost laughable. If it wasn't so tragic, it's laughable. Anyway, he said, simply put, farm and food security is national security. For a mere one-fifth of the 1% of federal spending, the farm safety net, including commodity support programs, crop insurance, all this provides farmers the foundation they need to manage risk. Pass the farm bill. Get it done. So we're helping the next generation of farmers to help continue producing the highest quality, lowest cost food, fuel, fiber, and forestry products in the world. And apparently 92% of the Republicans signed off on the letter. So what does that mean? It means that there's a lot of push. There's a lot of focus, if you will, on getting this bill passed. Is it going to happen? I'd say no. From what I see, looks like there are a few Republicans that want to kick the can down the road, stay with the farm bill that's now or ran out in September, but it was extended along with whatever else happened in that 45-day period. But now we're coming to the end of that. By the time you hear this program, it'll be less than a week before the government potentially shuts down again. And, of course, that doesn't help anybody. So let's see what's suggested in this new bill. If you haven't heard the specifics, $7.4 trillion is the acknowledged number that farmers contribute to our economy, the food economy. That is from our farms. We're not talking about the stuff that is preserved and all the stuff that's made and it isn't grown, it's made. We're not talking about that. So in the food sector, even though only 2% of us are farmers, I don't know how many of you realize that in all of the things that I just enumerated, that is the food, the forestry, the fuel, the fiber industries, we have 43 million people in this country that are involved in those jobs, directly or indirectly. So $2.3 trillion in wages aimed at food production, things that are done on the farm, and $718 billion in tax revenue comes directly from food sources. All right, also with the government, the Justice Department announced they are suing Agristats for operating extensive information exchanges among meat process. This is called collusion. Let me give you some background here. Agristats is a company that manages information among providers of food. And so what they have been doing, according to the government anyway, is suppressing competition by both organizing and managing the sensitive information among processors. So they have not given their true report. In essence, let me boil this down so that we understand what really is going on here. It's mostly with chicken, pork, and turkey processors. This complaint says that AgriStats violated the Sherman Act by collecting, integrating, and distributing competitively sensitive information related to price, cost, and output among competitive meat processors. So basically what they're doing is, and this includes, by the way, grocery stores, the people that are most likely to be distributing large quantities of meat. So what does that do to American families, and what does it do to the American family farmer? It keeps the prices that you get down, and also it's kind of like the milk business. Everybody gets paid the same thing. And this, I'm looking at some of the data here relating to sales prices that the government has come up with, worker compensation, that sort of thing. Let's see here. And by the way, the people who are a part of the conspiracy here are responsible for 90% of the broiler chicken sales in our country, 80% of pork sales, and almost 90% of turkey sales in the entire country. So I'm looking at the complaint, which further alleges that AgriStats understood that meat processors have used these reports for anti-competitive purposes, and then in some instances encourage meat processors to raise prices and reduce supply. So they're fixing the price, they're controlling the supply, so that forces the prices up. I said it was kind of like the milk business. Well, in the milk business, the government sets the prices. Here, the government doesn't. And so if you turn this around, why doesn't the government get out of the milk business? That's a question that I've asked forever and ever and ever. You ought to be able to sell your milk for whatever anybody will pay for it. At any rate, so the Justice Department says American consumers have been defrauded. Farmers have been defrauded because of anti-competitive practices in this agricultural industry. So AgriStats, if you never heard of them before, look them up. And you can see the story about this suit. Okay, let's spend a moment talking about your weight and what your weight loss goal may be as you go into the holiday season. It doesn't make a difference whether you're a farmer, whether you're you work, whatever you work doing. There are lots of people who not. This program is not just for farmers. It's for families. It's for people who consume the products that we grow and produce. So, as we work our way into Thanksgiving, which is only, what, less than 2 weeks away, and we work our way into the holidays, you probably are trying, you're thinking, well, why don't I do something defensive? Or maybe you're ahead of the game now, you weigh 20 pounds more than you want to, or 50 pounds more than you want to, whatever it is, what is your weight loss goal? You want to lose 20 pounds? You want to lose 30 pounds? You want to lose 10 pounds? You want to maintain your weight. Once you get there, that's where Calitrin comes in. Go to their website, toploss.com, and look at the pages and pages of results. These are results that last. And it's not just, there's no secret here. This is sustainable weight loss provided by all natural ingredients in Calitrin. And most of the time, the people that are doing this successfully are still eating what they want, maybe cutting carbs. Maybe you're thinking more, or like me, a little bit less ice cream, that kind of stuff. No matter what your lifestyle, Calitrin will help you to weight loss goals, and you can find those at toploss.com as well. Toploss.com, check it out now. They have a lot of pre-Thanksgiving opportunities for you to get on the bandwagon. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you do, in fact, decide to buy the product and check out online, use the discount code Doug for the best deals possible and for no shipping cost. Check it out, toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller,
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Back with some more news here that affects us all in the food, farm, and family business. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has published its new standard for organic livestock production. This affects a lot of family dairy farmers. Industry groups say this will help you compete, and it will promote trust in organic products. If you have a dairy, or even if you're doing produce, you can easily prove to your customers that you are organic. Not so easy with the stuff that's in the stores that come from the big producers. I will tell you, I know firsthand the dairy people have stretched this organic thing to the point where it really doesn't make any difference. If you're going to buy organic, whatever the produce, make sure it's locally produced. Make sure, and if you're a farmer and you're doing local, make sure that you're emphasizing to the people, if you're not selling at retail on your own farm, the people you sell it to, they're acknowledging where this food comes from. Milk, food, whatever it is, beef, chicken, veggies. There's a new rule that sets requirements for outdoor conditions as well as indoor conditions when it comes to the way the animals are treated, the way that the support comes from the organic industry. I know the organic dairy industry, I get involved in that quite a bit, and I see that there are clear, strong, and consistent standards that are for the people that belong to these organizations. Organic livestock production, organic livestock handling, this is something, there were rules, standards that were set in 2002, but in the years since then, there have been some groups that have tried to take this apart, and they've had success on the national level with the big foodies, but not with the farmers and not with the consumers who are buying on the farm. So let's make sure those things are kept in. As a matter of fact, leveling the playing field, the USDA and the organic industry say that the rules not only help build consumer trust in organic products, but they benefit producers, again, on the local level. So the fact that the same standards are going to be hopefully enforced with the big producers as they are with the small producers, that's what we are keeping in mind, I guess, according to the fellow that runs the Organic Trade Association. That's what they think they're going to be able to get the government to do. So let's hold a good thought for that. All right, we'll be back in a matter of moments here with some interesting conversation about farming today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Time for us now to think about something that I actually have been thinking about for a long time. It's a great way to boost the soil, great way to make your farming more productive, if you will. On the American Family Farmer Show, Doug Steffen introducing you to Jocelyn Molyneux, who is actually the founder of Waste Not Worm Farm. I've gone to your website. Of course, when somebody hears that, young children will say, "Oh, worms, oh!" So, do you have young children, Jocelyn? What do they think of what you do?
The worms are actually my babies.
There you go. Why not? What's your background? Tell us, are you a farm kid?
Believe it or not, Doug, I actually grew up in a city, although I always wanted to live on the farm. I felt like I was born in the wrong part of the country. But I actually came into composting and worm farming from waste management. That was what I studied at school and what my first job was.
Well, Waste Management is a company. There are a lot of them getting into it. I have a fellow that's coming to do some of this. I've had my own compost pile for years and years and years. Throw manure into it, leaves and grass and stuff, and I just put it in the manure spreader and spread it on the land, especially land that I'm plowing and reseeding. But now this guy's come to me because he wants to not only do what I've been doing, but he wants to take food waste. And that's what you're, it sounds to me, or it seems to me from what I'm looking at here, this is what you're doing, food waste for the most part, yes?
That's correct. Food waste primarily from the city.
Mm-hmm. From the city, what city are you talking about? Where are you?
So we're actually up in Canada. We're in Toronto, okay. So we're a bit north of you there.
All right. Hey, spoken like a true Canadian. One of the things that I should have gotten at, first of all, before I even heard your voice, Molyneux is a very French-Canadian name. So I, for whatever the reason, it escaped me or I wasn't even thinking of that. But you've got something going on there. Maybe, is it more productive to do things like this up in Canada? Is it easier because you don't have so much government regulation and people looking over your shoulder?
It's actually a little bit harder, primarily because of our climate. Now, I know you're in the northeastern United States, but up here in Canada, it's even colder. And the worms that we use, they're red wiggler worms. They're traditional composting worms, but they're actually tropical worms. So below about 15 degrees Celsius, pardon me, I don't know the translation into Fahrenheit, below about 15, they don't really do much work. They stop eating, and then at the freezing point, they actually will freeze and die. So we have to keep our worms warm in the winter, which makes it a little bit more difficult than someone, let's say, in the southern United States.
You said something that intrigues me, and I don't want to give it short shrift. Before we actually talk about how this all works, you said that you grew up in the city and you were interested in farming. That's the story that I hear over and over and over again with people who have grown up on the farm. Not always. Sometimes it happens. It used to be maybe when I was a kid, 90% of the people who grew up on the farm stayed on the farm, and that was what they were supposed to do. And they took the responsibility. But now, in the generation under me and probably ahead of you, people stopped staying on the farm because the work was too hard. It was easier when you got an education to get a job thinking instead of working or whatever it is. The job's on the farm 7 days a week. You're always on. And that's just the way it is. But not so much. So the fact that there are people who are intrigued with farming and agriculture like you, I think, is the salvation, at least partially, maybe the strongest part of the salvation of helping to prepare for the future, whether it's this sort of thing, organic growing of food. I think organic has to be the future as long as the strategies show that we're really legitimately doing organic growing. Jocelyn Molyneux, the website is wastenotfarms.com.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict. This pause is being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid to Gaza and potentially lead to the release of some hostages held by Hamas. The White House is alleging the House Republicans are orchestrating a smear campaign against President Biden. This accusation follows House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer's issuance of subpoenas for the president's son, Hunter Biden, and his brother James.
This is an investigation that has been going on for a year now and has turned up zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president because there is none.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The next film in the Ghostbusters franchise is getting its first trailer, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the follow-up to the 21's Ghostbusters Afterlife. Dave Collins, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens. Good day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with the Jaza Molino. By the way, do you cultivate and grow these worms or you just dig them in the ground? Where do you get the worms?
Oh, no, we have a worm hatchery, so we're always growing our worms. And the more worms we have, the more they'll eat and the more they'll poop. Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is harvest the worm manure, which is an amazing all-natural soil product. It's essentially supercharged soil. And so we're always growing our population of worms. A lot of worm farmers would sell their worms, but we don't. We keep them for ourselves.
So where do you get them to begin with? Where does a worm come from? Is it out of an egg?
They actually do reproduce using cocoons. Both worms will that band around their neck will slide off their head.
Aren't they hermaphrodites?
They
reproduce themselves.
Exactly. So it's nice because you start with just a few. You can find them online or find another wormer farmer, and you start with a few, and as long as you keep them happy and well fed, you'll have lots in no time.
Don't you wonder where the first worm came from? You ever think about that, Jocelyn?
I try not to to spend too much time worrying about that.
Okay. So you have decided to make this a career, and you're using the. What I'm finding interesting is I look at your website, which is wastenotfarms.com, is that there are certain types. I thought a worm was a worm was a worm was a worm.
So all worms are pretty much custom built to do this job of eating a waste material, whether it's food waste or just leaves on the ground, and repurpose it into a soil product. But we use rad wigglers specifically as composting worms because they eat faster and reproduce more quickly than most other worms.
When you talk to your partner about what you do for a living, or you go, let's say you're introduced to somebody that you want to get to know, and this person to start a conversation says, "What do you do for a living, Jocelyn?" And your answer is?
I'm a worm farmer, of course.
Okay.
It sends both the boys and the girls running, I can tell you that.
Does it really? Okay, well, it's a special thing. So let's get back to the farming itself. Food waste. How do you collect? This is the thing that we're talking about. I think I said to you earlier on, and I've been talking about a little bit here, how I'm going to, I have a composting pile, but I'm going to expand. Somebody came to me and said, how about we make your composting a real business? We'll bring in food waste. There are already a number of people in our community and communities around who want to do this. So I've been going to school here the last couple of weeks, actually a couple of months, learning how this actually works. And at first I was not sure that I wanted to do it because I'm conscious of people. I'm in a suburban area, and, you know, people, for whatever the reason, they love the bucolic farm fields and the animals, but they don't like it when I spread manure on a farm near their home. And so if we grow these things, I'm guessing there's going to be some smell from the waste and the compost that's created. So you ever get any, are you in town or close by any places where people would object, or do you smell anything at all anyway?
Well, you know, ultimately we'd love to be right in the city or a suburban area. I think that is the future of composting. I remember Joel Slatten, Polyface Farms, I heard him speaking once.
Yeah,
and
fabulous.
He's great, and he was saying, you know, carbon is really heavy to move around. And so when we're collecting food waste and bringing it up to the farm about an hour north of the city, we're wasting a lot of energy on transportation. So we ultimately hope to be in the city, but obviously the smells are a natural part of farming, of agriculture, and certainly of composting. So it's going to be a balance between the value and the importance of what we're doing and our neighbors understanding why we're doing that.
Yeah. And are they accepting? Do you have any opposition at all? Or are people pretty, this is great, let's do this?
When they hear what they're doing, what we're doing, they're really excited, and they want to help us. They want to participate and promote us. I mean, you know, a lot of people are waking up to the fact that so much of our waste is sent to landfill, and we actually have this problem here in Canada where it's cheaper for us to send a lot of stuff, garbage, to landfill in Michigan across the border over to you guys. We actually send it to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Jocelyn, for sending us your stuff.
Yeah. And it is a real problem. I'd love to see a ban on that so that we're having to manage these materials here here in our own land. And in fact, that's why we service a lot of offices, for example, that have cafeterias or have a coffee shop. They want to do the right thing. They don't want to see this go to landfill anymore. They want their employers or their employees and their clients. They all want to see the right thing happening. So we have created a service where we go in, we collect the compost from them, we clean it up, we make sure there's no smells and no flies, that kind of thing. We bring it up to the farm, we feed it to the worms, and then ultimately we're harvesting the worm poop to create Jocelyn's soil booster worm manure. And then we turn around, we bring that back to the city, and we sell it to urban farmers, primarily all these millennials that are wanting to start growing their own food and that are understanding the importance of healthy soil.
Healthy soil, that's what it's all about, and healthy lives, growing things. I would think people that would be your... Now, we go through this. I want to make sure we close the loop and we start at the beginning and end at the end. And that reminds me, you call your farming, your type of farming, closed-loop farming. What's that?
That's this idea that we need to move towards a type of sustainable farming that doesn't require pulling new resources out of the earth to make fossil fuel-based fertilizers. And instead, we need to be using what is abundant in nature, and we need to be following the lead of Mother Nature herself. So that's why we think worms are really a solution of the future, because they can eat this food waste or manure or any kind of natural carbon-based waste, and they can create an amazing soil product that is full of a diversity of microbes. And not sure how deep you've gotten into this with your listeners, but it turns out that the microbes that are in the soil, things like bacteria and fungi, they play a key role in plant health and growing healthy food. And the science is really only catching up to this now, but what we understand is that if you want to grow the healthiest food possible, if you know you're putting all your work into doing this and you want to get the best return for your investment, you need to make sure that you have a living soil, that there's lots of those microbes and a real diversity of them, because every plant wants to work with its own certain set of microbes. So you got to make sure you have a full range in your soil so that everybody, all those plants, get exactly what they need.
You know, it's interesting. I'm very anti-Monsanto and chemical fertilizers. A lot of people criticize me because they say that's how they made their money, by being able to grow more and produce what they think is better stuff. The crop yields are up in various parts of the country because we use this stuff. Well, the farming or the science part of farming that I know about, yes, chemicals that are used to help the plant itself grow do nothing to enhance the soil. You're acknowledging by using that stuff that the soil is depleted. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to put it in the soil. The soil will have enough nutrients to grow what you want. So they put the chemicals on, whereas if you use this stuff that we're talking about, it enhances, it grows. I talk, there are those people who, you know, will challenge me because they say cows are part of the problem with the environment, too much methane gas. And so I always kind of stop the conversation by suggesting that they look at a pile of poop that's just come out of a cow and understand my barn is full of how the digestion system works in a cow. So if you look at around about a foot around a pile of poop, you'll see all the grass is green. And so I would say, why do you think that is? And they would look at me and say, I don't know why that is. And then I explained to them that the microbes that come out of the cow in the poop that are created in their digestive system are enhancing the soil, making it better, making it richer, making it perform better, and thus growing greener and better grass. And then they look at me and they say, huh? Well, you know, but that's really what goes on. And you're adding to that with the food waste. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue here. Jocelyn, thank you for being here, by the way. American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy, there's
candy.
Cookies, there's snacks, there's it's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin. American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jocelyn Molyneux for a couple of more moments talking about the problem of food waste and why worms are the way out. Do you have machinery that turns these compost piles? Do you put it on a pad? Do you put it on the earth? How is the actual functioning of the site?
We use a stacked bin system. There's a few different styles for worm farming, but essentially we're putting the food waste in a bin with some manure and adding the worms, and then it basically just sits on the shelf for a couple of months, and when we open it back up, we dump it out, we pull the worms out, they go into the next batch, and then we trommel the final product to create a really nice fine worm castings. It's almost like a coffee ground.
Interesting. Well, yeah, it is like a coffee. I've seen it, and the waste is, and it doesn't smell any different than manure. It is good. Things that are good for the soil seem to smell, and that's good. That's part of the education, though. I would hope that you get invited to go to schools up there, Jocelyn, to tell your story and to sell the story of what to do to save all kinds of things environmentally with handling food waste this way. Congratulations. Good for you. Continued success. Jocelyn Molyneux. The website is wastenotfarms.com. This is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Past the hour now, and this week's American Family Farmer Show, continuing to try to bring you up to date on the current trends, the news, and people who are trying to do things that are different, that'll, with the suggestion of having them here on this program, ideas that'll make your farming better, hopefully. The foodfarmandfamily.com website, which we provide every day, new information about food things connected to the Good Day program, which I do every day, Monday through Friday across the country. And, of course, our American Family Farmer. The current download has my friend Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, has a focus on consumer behavior, marketing trends for farms and farmers. What's going on in the retail landscape? This guy is an author and a speaker who is brilliant. when it comes to what's going on in the food department. So we'll have him back from time to time because it's important information that he has for everybody. Meanwhile, speaking of important information, this portion of the program I try to set aside for my thoughts on things that are going on. I know I infer my thoughts and inject them through lots of different parts of the program, but this is really something to kind of these few moments to wrap ourselves around. And my focus this week is on the comment period the EPA has, quote-unquote, allowed for the herbicide strategy that will infect or affect, both those words are used here, the endangered species in our country. This affects farmers for sure, lots of different aspects of agriculture. And so when I look at this framework, the agency says it's going to help you comply with the Endangered Species Act as to how it relates to the herbicides that you use on the farm. There have been a lot of legal battles from the people that make the herbicides. The fact that there's been a lot of proof, I go cold on this, frankly, because I don't believe, and some of you argue with me and send me notes, and you don't like the fact that I'm not a big user of these and that I comment to that effect. I do what I do, you do what you do. I didn't tell you not to do it. I'm just telling you that I don't think it's good in the long term for, never mind the animals, the soil. And the things that are affected. But in this circumstance, there are 226 ag groups that are commenting to the EPA on this new herbicide regulation. And you can imagine who they are: American Farm Bureau Federation, National Cattlemen's Association, the Wheat Association, Soybean Association. So anyway, it's a very complex proposal. And I would say, by looking at it, it is unworkable. I think it needs, these problems need to be addressed, but not so much with a focus on the endangered species, because we have new species, old species go away. We spend a lot of time and effort to protect species that are going to go away anyway. And these notes that I have from various farm organizations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you have told the EPA to scrap this strategy, which I also agree with. I think, again, we spend too much time and effort and money saving things that are not going to be saved. They're not savable. There are plenty of statistics that show how many new species develop in the course of things and how many old species just go away because they go away. Look at the history of the planet. There are tons of examples, thousands, if not tens of thousands, of species that did exist on the planet at one point in time or another in the 4.5 billion years that the planet has been around. And so you think you're going to stop the withdrawal of some of these species? No, it's foolish. And so anyway, the producers write comments. Here's one, quote, "This will not only harm our nation's rural communities, but will also negatively affect the U.S. and global consumers who rely on our ability to produce affordable and sustainable food, fuel, fiber, and other goods. We strongly urge the EPA to withdraw this complicated, harmful, and unworkable strategy." Okay, that sort of says it in a nutshell, but I thought you ought to know, in case you weren't aware, that this thing is in the works, and you can speak to your congressmen, send notes to the senators in your state, telling them that you think that this strategy, the herbicide EPA strategy, just doesn't work. That's my thought on it. I'm doing that. You can do it, too. Okay, that's the story for this week on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.